I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Long time friend, he's Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's up?
Good. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Bob. Appreciate the time as always. And here the Orioles are, playing their best baseball, quite frankly, of the season, coinciding with the pitching being really good, and they're getting healthier, even though Westberg and Rutschman just got banged up the last couple of days. They're 10 games over 500 since the second game of a doubleheader against the Red Sox on May 24th. I mean, we look at Atlanta and some other, Minnesota, I guess, some other disappointing teams. I guess Texas could fall into that category. But when we look at the Orioles, and in particular, and you've said this before, the offseason last year to this year for Mike Elias, why are we talking about what ifs instead of, hey, the Orioles are in first place holding off New York and Toronto right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously just some bad decisions as far as on the starting pitching market. Let Corbin Burns go and didn't replace him and came back to haunt him. So I'm sure this will be a different offseason for them where they're going to hit the market and knowing that, hey, they got the position players and, it's not that hard of a fix just to grab a couple of veterans to guide the way. And there's no reason they shouldn't bounce back next year.
What's the perception of Mike Elias throughout the baseball circles right now? Because here in Baltimore, he's getting kind of roasted for where the Orioles are right now, still in last place, by the way, in the American League East. What's the national perception of Elias at this stage of his Orioles tenure?
Well, I think he's done a very good job, just similar to what, he and Jeff Luhnow did in Houston. The only difference is when those guys are ready to win, they went and hit that free agent market. I mean, they went and traded for Justin Verlander. They traded for Gerrit Cole. And, you can't just hang on to your prospects. They've done a great job getting them, great job in the draft. But you got to, make some painful decisions and move those guys. They're so loaded with prospects, you can't keep them all anyway. You only have a 40-man roster. So you got to move these guys. And so the perception is, still very good acquiring talent and stuff, but you need to make that move. He's almost like the old Theo Epstein mantra when he traded for Chapman from the Yankees in 2016, if not now, when? Same thing. It's like, you better take advantage of this opportunity.
Now, go to Kansas City, a team that knocked the Orioles out of last year's playoffs. They were one of the more disappointing teams, Bob, for a long time. Now they're hot, very much alive in the AL wild card. Nobody's going to catch Detroit, we don't think, anyway. But what has been the key, Bob Nightingale, to the turnaround of the Kansas City Royals here lately, with injuries to their rotation, no less?
Yeah, they made some moves at the All-Star break, and the trade deadline, getting some players, not giving up. Their starting pitching has stepped up, and they've taken advantage of a weak schedule, too. They're beating the teams they have. Same with Cleveland. Cleveland's hanging around, just three games back, and this is after losing two pitchers, a gambling investigation. So the American League is, you know, wide open, leaving the doors open. I still think the most dangerous team in there is Seattle. If Seattle gets in, which looks like they will, then they could wreak havoc. I mean, nobody wants to face that pitching staff in October.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some baseball. The Orioles didn't do them any favors, by the way. Got on Houston as well. But let's get to the National League. You talk about dangerous team in the American League on August the 20th. Who's the most dangerous team in the National League? We know the Brewers have the best record, and they were on fire. But, I mean, are they still the team that we're going to be afraid of if you're an opponent of Phillies, Mets, Dodgers, whatever, fan, once you get in October?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to fear them. I respect them greatly. Certainly the best regular season team. We'll see what happens postseason. They need, you know, those guys have had a history of bowing out the first round. But this time, you know, that won't happen because they should have a bye in the first round. But I got to still say the Philadelphia Phillies. The big X factor is Zach Wheeler. Does he come back or not? If he comes back, you know, you got the best rotation in the National League. And now you got Duran in the back end and the bullpen as a closer. So I would say the Phillies are the team, you know, that people would fear. And, of course, the Dodgers. The Dodgers are coming back to health. And, you know, the World Series still goes through Los Angeles until those guys get knocked out.
Hey, Bob, which team benefited most from the trade deadline?
Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot of teams that really helped themselves. I do think that Philadelphia Phillies helped themselves with Duran there. But, yeah, overall, I got to say Nico Padres, the same team. You know, we talk about the deadline, making all those moves. And, you know, here's a guy not afraid to trade away his prospects. You know, they trade, you know, what, five trades involving 22 players. And, you know, they're hanging tough in the National League West, still giving the Dodgers fits. So I got to say, you know, the Padres number one. You know, the Mets, you know, those guys really haven't helped them yet. Yankees, you know, so-so. But, yeah, there hasn't been outside the Padres that one team that the trade deadline really helped.
Hey, Bob, do you think the Yankees catch Toronto?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't. I just think Toronto is too good. I don't, you know, the Yankees still have the firepower. It'd be interesting to see. You know, Aaron Judge, you know, disagreed with what Aaron Boone said, like it's going to be a while before he can play the field. He won't be able to, you know, unleash throws from the outfield. where, you know, judge says, I don't know where he got that from. You know, let's see here. I think a lot depends on, you know, judge returns to the outfield. But you worry about that pitching. I mean, Max Fried has not been that same guy. So I still think that it goes to Toronto. I think Toronto's going to be that team to beat in the East.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, last thing for you. You mentioned, you know, Aaron Boone, managerial situations, Yankees, obviously here in the Orioles, even though Manzo's five games above 500, Minnesota, Atlanta, St. Louis. Where are the precarious seats for some currently employed managers right now?
Well, I think in Atlanta, I think Brian Snicker retires. I think he steps away. So Atlanta's a spot. I think the same thing in Texas Rangers. I think Bruce Bochy, the future Hall of Famer, I think he steps away. I think Bob Melvin in Seattle, I'm in San Francisco, is in deep, deep trouble. I think that could be opening. Those three for sure. Not for sure, but looks like those three. St. Louis, yeah, St. Louis is safe. We'll see about Arizona. A lot of rumblings out on the desert. I think they have to have a good finish for Troy Lovello to keep his job. So I think we'll see three or four moves. St. Louis he's fine. He's not going anywhere. And we'll see about, yeah, like you said, we'll see about Baltimore. We'll see about Colorado, both having interim managers. Although in Colorado, they're playing at a decent pace right now. So they may keep his guy.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys. Take care, buddy.
There's Bob Nightingale, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Say hi to Nolan McGraw. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And Jim Hunter will talk about the Orioles sweeping the Red Sox. They've won 6 of 7, as we've stated multiple times. 10 games over 500 since late May. Hey, they're back, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.